Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name, please?
Michael McGaw.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
Yeah, I had a mysterious charge on my account, and it was because the other lady I said is because I took a survey, which I don't remember taking, and it was for, let me see, it was for $59.89. And I just would like to have that refunded back to me.
Okay, so I do see where you were charged the $59.89 for the meal planning app. As the last agent told you, it was for a contest entry for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Does that sound familiar?
Not really, no. I usually don't respond to surveys unless it was something I did mistakenly. It was unintentional.
Okay. Well, if you do not recall doing the contest entry for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, I can process this as a fraudulent claim. I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation with the local authorities, and that any false claim of fraud can result in a fine. And as long as you're sure you did not create this account or sign up for the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim and refund the account. Would you like me to proceed with that?
Well, see, I don't know if I could have done it not knowing what I was doing. Is there any other charges? I mean, is this a monthly fee or anything like that, or something that's, or is this a one-time charge?
I mean, it would have been a monthly charge, but the account was canceled to prevent that.
Okay, so this $59.89 would be a loss if I didn't pursue it.
Well,
I mean,
once again, we can
but
help
there
you
won't be.
file this.
What I want to know, there won't be any additional charges.
That's correct, sir. You will not receive any more charges.
Okay. Well, see, I may have. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if I did something by mistake or something like that, and I don't want to get myself into trouble. So if we could just cancel it out, and I'll take this loss, and we can just move on.
Okay, well, the account is canceled, and I'll give you the cancellation number to verify that.
Is that that C920717278?
Yes, sir, that's the cancellation number.
Okay, I already have that. So let's just cancel the account, and I'll take the $59.89 as a loss.
Okay, well, once again, the account is canceled, and is there anything else I could assist you with?
No, but thank you.
And thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.